Welcome to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me now on the phone, Sheriff Grady Judd with Polk County Sheriff's Department in Florida. Good evening, Sheriff. How are you?
I'm fine, Cheryl. How are you doing today?
Good. We got a hold of you today because kind of an interesting and unusual case involving someone from the mid-Michigan area. A dentist from Okemos who has a practice in Hazlitt, Michigan, was arrested for credit card fraud and theft in Florida. If you could walk me through the story a little bit, and then I have some questions for you.
Certainly. What occurred is this dentist apparently went to pick up some pizza on Saturday night, and as he was walking through the parking lot, he saw a credit card. He picked it up, walked in, ordered his pizza, and promptly paid for it with the credit card. Now, what had happened, a gentleman that had been shopping in a public supermarket had left the store, obviously dropped the card in the parking lot. He went home, discovered he didn't have the card. He ran back to the store, couldn't find it any place. And so he called his credit card company and said, I've lost my credit card. And they said, well, it's being used at a pizza place, which was next door to the public supermarkets. He ran over there, talked to the clerks in the pizza store. They slowed down the process, notified the sheriff's office. And when we got there, we ended up arresting Richard Ludwig, which is a dentist. Interestingly enough, the victim of this is a Iraq war veteran. The victim clearly said on his credit card that it was a Naval Federal Credit Union Visa credit card. So we were shocked that a dentist would do that in the first place. We were even more shocked that he would do it to an Iraq war victim. An Iraqi war
veteran.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that really upset us.
Well, this whole story is so interesting to me. A, the great police work and the cooperation for the whole thing to come together so quickly. I mean, pizza takes generally 25 to 30 minutes to cook, and you guys picked him up at the pizza place before he was able to leave. That's amazing.
Well, we work real close with our community here. In fact, our crime rate this year is at a 39-year low. Even though this county has about 600,000 people scattered over 2,000 square miles, we really believe in working with our community. So there's no accident that we have a low crime rate, and you can see by the quick response from our victim and the cooperation of the pizza shop, we were able to catch the dentist in the process of committing three different felonies.
Since you mentioned that, we'll go there right now. What are the charges and the possible penalties if convicted?
One count is impersonating or attempting to use the identification of another without consent. That's a third-degree felony, up to 5 years in state prison. Uttering a false instrument, that's a felony of the third degree, with up to 5 years in state prison. Forgery, which is a felony of the third degree, then the penalty would be up to 5 years in state prison. And the fourth charge is misdemeanor credit card theft, which would be up to 1 year in the county jail. So he's facing a lot of charges, and they are serious charges, as a matter of fact.
They're very serious charges. Did you, when you run a record, I guess, on somebody when you pick them up like this, is there anything in his past that indicates anything like this?
No, absolutely nothing. In fact, when we read him his rights and talked to him, he cooperated and he said that it was the worst mistake he'd ever made in his life. I don't think of it as a mistake. I think of it as a criminal act. But you know what surprised me is when he signed the ticket, he didn't sign the victim's name to the ticket. He signed his name to the ticket. So, you know, he orders two large pizzas with all the works to include extra olives, and he had $250 cash in his pocket that he could have paid for these pizzas. So as a result, you know, we gave him the works. We put him in jail for all these felonies.
Have you, you were quoted in a couple of articles as saying you'd never quite seen something like this. Was that an accurate quote from you?
You know, it was. We expect more of our dentists, our doctors, our lawyers, our school teachers, our law enforcement officers. We're held up as what's right with America. And when we see a dentist do something like this, it really shocked us. I asked, I said, was the man drunk? And they said, no, he's not drunk. He just saw this credit card on the ground and thought he would take advantage of it. And I think what upset me the worst was that here you've got a working man who's an Iraqi war veteran, and he's struggling to go to school and make ends meet. And here you've got a doctor who, by his own statements, has a net worth of $3 or $4 million, is ripping off one of our veterans without any care or concern. And you say, well, he probably didn't know he was a veteran. Well, he knew the credit card said Naval Federal Credit Union on it. That's a clue in our world.
Well, and it makes no difference. He knew the credit card wasn't his. That just adds salt in the wound of how egregious this was.
No, it really does. And you think about it. This man, one of the things that he needed to go back to the store to pick up as he's collecting stuff for his 9-year-old son's birthday, when he gets home, his wife looks at him and says, "Where's the cake?" And so that's what caused him to go looking for his credit card to run back to the store, and that's when he discovered he didn't have his credit card. Well, by the time he gets back, he can't find his credit card now. His credit card is all jammed up in this process. He doesn't even have the money to buy his son a birthday cake. So guess what? I sent my district captain up to the store today to buy the victim's 9-year-old son a birthday cake and to give it to him on behalf of the men and women of the sheriff's office. The doctor did something that was wrong Saturday night, but the sheriff's office did what was right. They put the dentist in jail and bought a cake for the victim's 9-year-old son.
Well, sir, and that's I'm guessing that's one of the reasons the crime rate in Polk County is going down, because you're not tolerating this, and you're looking out to do the right things by the people in Polk County.
We put people in jail who violate the law, and we do that to keep our community safe, and this is just one more example of that. We are really disappointed in Dr. Richard Ludwig, and he went to jail for his misconduct.
Is he out of jail now, sir?
He posted bond. He posted a $3,500 bond, and he is out of jail at this time. He'll be required to show up for what we call the arraignment. He'll have the opportunity there to plead guilty or not guilty. If he pleads not guilty, then we'll proceed with the trial process. By Florida law, a speedy trial is 180 days, so unless he waives speedy trial, he will be brought to a jury within 180 days.
Do we know why Richard Ludwig was in Florida?
Yes, we do. And he was in Florida ostensibly doing what he should have been doing. He's got a son who plays baseball and is down here in the Winter Haven, Auburndale area playing some kind of competitive baseball. So he was here with his son, which was a good thing. The unfortunate thing is he sent a very bad message and a very bad example to his college-age son of how not to act.
In an article quoted from a TV station here, Ludwig told police, you folks, that he had a brain fade and made a stupid mistake. That doesn't register with me.
Well, I agree that he had a brain fade, but it's not a mistake. What he committed was felonious conduct. And why he would do that, it's beyond comprehension. Because you or I, if we'd have found that credit card, we'd have picked it up and said, oh, gosh, somebody lost their credit card. We'd have gone back into the store and said, has anybody asked about this credit card? Or we'd have flipped it over and called the number on the back and said, I found this credit card. You know, what can we do to get it back to the owner? This guy decides to pick it up and go ordering two pizzas all the way to include extra olives.
Wow.
Well, when we got him to jail, we don't feed extra olives with our meals, so he got whatever the fare of the day was.
Well, it's an interesting case. We'll be following it along. Arraignment, is that scheduled at this point, sir?
I think the arraignment's scheduled in April.
Okay. Well, he'll be returning to Polk County. I guess it's not going to be a pleasurable trip.
It's not the kind of trip he expected, but then he created his problem himself. We'll also report him to the Ethics Commission or to his state board for further investigation as well, because He's charged with felonies.
Well, sir, it's a strange case for certain. I'm like I said, when I called your office this morning, I said what impressed me the most was how quickly, I mean, you're able to get him before the pizzas came out warm. I mean, that's astonishing. Good police work, and thank you for what you do.
Well, you're sure welcome. Our deputies work hard every day. They stand in the gap between good and evil, and they stand in the gap to protect and create a safe environment. We should have been protecting Dr. Ludwig so he could have enjoyed Florida in this beautiful weather. Instead, he was one of the problems, and we ended up having to protect other people from him.
Well, sir, we will follow it, and I hope I can call you again and as the process moves along.
Be more than happy to speak with you. Have a great day.
Thank you. You as well. We've been speaking with Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.